Blog Talk Radio.
Fernando, welcome to my show. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. I welcome you about 60 minutes. 60 minutes, yeah, about an hour. And, you know, if you want to log in, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPonienteShow. Listen to me live. Live, streaming live from Beach Park, Illinois. If you guys are, you know, if you don't know who that is, it's about north of Chicago, about 45 minutes, 30 minutes north of Chicago, right by the border of Wisconsin. All right, we welcome, also welcome my co-host, the lovely as always, Dawn. Hey.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Tonight's topics, we're going to be talking about, you know, as usual, some weird news and odd news and current events. We're going to be talking about that, ask your opinions. And if you want to call in, 347-884-8125. I don't even know my call-in number. So let me say that again, 347-884-8125. And also in a little bit here, I'm going to open up the chat room. So if you guys want to come in and chat with me, that would be great also. And also if you want to call in, you must press number one if you want to talk to me. That way there, I know that you want to participate on this tonight's show. All right, tonight's show is going to be like, you know, we're reading some good news from the straight from the Bible. That's right. If you don't believe... All right, sidetracked there a little bit. If you don't believe in the Bible, you know, you can just maybe plug your ears. No, I'm just kidding. No, you need to hear this. Also, we are going to do a product preview, and also, lately I've been doing a person of the not of the year but of the week. Person of the week would be Ellie Soriano. You know, you're gonna find out. Who he is and what it's all about. You'll find out. So, and also we're gonna play some music. Whatever. I'll surprise you. I probably have some Holy Man and Distance from Into Arcadia. So we'll do that. Also, on this day. So we're gonna be doing that also on this day. You know, just like to let you know and keep you on the loop. On what's going on, you know, on this day or on this date, and also we're going to be doing some birthdays, you know, birthday shout-outs. So if you want to, if you're having a birthday, you know, call in. I might have something for you. It might not be much, but I might have something for you, like a box of something. Just kidding. You don't get anything. You don't get nothing here in the Fernando Poniente Show, but you'll get, like I said, you know, you'll get something. Well, so let's start, shall we? There we go. Right. I just love that jingle. On this day, today is the 25th of April, 2010. Ah, well, time ago. All right, on this date, on April 25th, 1945, is actually the United Nations Conference on International Organization began in San Francisco. I guess you don't know that, huh? Yeah, I don't know that. That's fast. Let's go back. 1507, on this date, actually, the quote-unquote, the word America, America was first used as the name of the of a continent on a map. Actually originated from a German cartographer, Martin Waldseemüller, used the name in honor of Italian navigator Amerigo Vespucci, something like that. Yes, Amerigo Vespucci. So I guess you don't know that, huh? Take some notes, man. You're learning a lot of things here in the Fernando Poniente Show, man. Take some note. In 1507, on this date, on April 25th, America was the first used as the name of the continent on a map by Martin Waldseemüller, in honor of the Italian navigator Amerigo Vespucci. That's right. Fast forward to 1792 on this date. Highwayman Nicholas Jack Pelletier became the first person under French law to be executed by guillotine. Ouch. Man, 1792. Oh, man. All right. 1898, the United States actually declared war on Spain. On this day, that's what happened. So, I don't know. Now, you know, well, I guess we have a good relationship. The United States have a good relationship with Spain currently, and also you know, all over the world. I mean, I think Basque Country is the only one that doesn't, you know, the neighboring country there. But I think that's also Spain. I don't know. Don't get me wrong. I don't know. I don't know anything about that. But anyway, 1945 on this day, the U.S. and Soviet forces linked up on the Elbe River in Central Europe, a meeting that dramatized the collapse of Nazi Germany. That's 1945. Now, should we fast forward? Shall we? Yeah, there we go. All right, 1992, Islamic forces took control of most of the Afghan capital, Kabul, following the collapse of the communist government. That's in 1982. You know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I don't know that. Okay. And also, 2007, for the first time, Dow Jones Industrial Average topped 13,000 for the first time. That's in 2007. And ending
wow.
the day of, yeah, of more than 13,089. I don't know. I guess I about that. But anyway. Birthdays. If you are my Facebook or MySpace friends or you're following me on Twitter, hey, if you're having a birthday, happy birthday. All right. Happy birthday to who?
Sister Marites' mother.
Oh.
Sister Marites. I don't know their last name. I don't know her mother's name. Happy birthday. Somali Gayang Bati?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, it's in Tagalog, Filipino language. That's Mali Gayang Bati.
Okay. All right.
Maligayang Bati Lola.
Thank you. Yeah, so if you want to do birthday shout outs tonight, please do so. Take that time to give that birthday person a shout out. You know, show them some love. Show them some love. But anyway, current birthdays, Paul Mazursky, he's an actor, also a director. He turns 80 today. That's right. He turns 80 today. Al Pacino, we all know him. What movie? was he in The Godfather? I don't know. And also the...
70, wow. He's getting up there in age.
Yeah.
He doesn't look that old.
That's right. He's Al Pacino is at 7 years old. He's in a movie Casino and also that famous movie that he did. You know, say hello to my little friend.
I don't know.
I don't know. I forgot. It'll get to me in a little bit. Scarface, there we go. Was that a Scarface?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Are you playing the Lucky 11 or something?
That I don't know.
11 Casino. The one with the 13, the numbers. Like, I don't know. Like some...
Ocean 11?
Yeah, there you go. Did he play in that?
I think it was not a big part. I think it was in the third part.
Oh, okay.
Ocean 13 or something like that. But Al Pacino was in 70, so 7 years old. Happy birthday, Mr. Pacino. Pacino? Yeah. And, what do you call that? All right. I don't know actress, Talia Sherry, or something like that. She turned 64. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. All right, Renee Zellweger actually turns 41 today. Renee Zellweger's on that movie, Me, Myself, and Irene. Was that in?
I don't know. How old is she? 40?
41.
Wow.
41. She's on that movie. Yeah. Young, still.
Yeah.
Yes, because 6 years from now, I'm going to be 40. That makes me really old.
No.
But anyway, what movies she plays in? She plays in a lot of movies, man. This is, Jerry Maguire is on that thing, I believe.
You had me at hello. You had me at hello.
Jason Lee is an actor. He's in the TV sitcom, My Name is Earl. Tim Duncan, 34 years old. Wow. Tim Duncan,
34?
Dude,
what's he playing?
He plays in the, Spurs. San Antonio Spurs.
San Antonio
Spurs. Yeah. 34.
34
years old.
Oh.
No, that's Sarah Paxton.
22?
22 years old, Sarah Paxton. Paxton. I don't know how you say that. Anyway, Cornientes. Anyway, that's, that is my, thank you. Cut it. There you go. Getting to the odd news in a little bit here. We are going to open up my... Opening up my chat room. So if you are ready to chat, okay, all right. Opening up the chat room right now. So if you have a computer, if you're hooked up to internet, go into blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show, and you should be able to see it. Click that chat room, the chat logo. Click on that, and you should be able to connect with me. If you have something to say, if you don't want to be on live. On air, and if you have something to say, I can just go ahead and read that from there. And that's all set. So that's chat rooms open. Okay. Phone lines open. And we are ready to go. What is that? Having a technical difficulty right now. Oh, boy, 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 boy. All right, here we go. Here's some weird news. Some news that caught my eye, and I just want to, share this with you. You ever heard about that? I mean, we all seen SpongeBob. You know, apparently there was a girl that helped her friend. She helped her choking friend. Actually, a friend is choking, and then she helped her, and she credits SpongeBob. You know, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Did she see something on there? How to get Heimlich maneuver?
Well, I don't know. Let's read this. It happens in New York, actually. So when her best friend turned purple, Miriam Starobin's thoughts turned to yellow. Well, why is that? I don't know. Let's read on. Cartoon hero SpongeBob SquarePants. It's the, I don't know, the guy, that dude, the cartoon, and that lives in a fictional undersea bikini bottom, and he's actually, he's being credited with inspiring a life-saving rescue. This is actually during the music class, that's what they say. Miriam, she's on the seventh grade, and her BFF, Allison Golden has just finished rehearsing the West Side Story song when, some of the songs that they did. And apparently when the teacher cracked a joke, the kid, 12-year-olds and all of them erupted in laughter. Allison was chewing gum, actually that one that choked, which they said he should have been, and actually Miriam recalled that in a mock tattletale voice during an interview in the principal's office. We were laughing, and then the government gets lodged in Allie's throat, and she stopped laughing, which was weird because Allie laughed a lot. That's when Miriam says she recalled an episode of popular Nickelodeon cartoon where she believed she saw SpongeBob use the Heimlich maneuver to retrieve a clarinet lodged in the throat of another character, Squidward.
Oh, I think I remember that one.
Oh, man. she said, and I get her up, and I do the Heimlich, and the gum flow goes flying out of her mouth, she said. You know, the two things on the side of the story. I mean, it's a good thing that happened. She's safe, and she doesn't have, she didn't die or anything like that. What's that part is, she has to learn that from watching TV, from a cartoon. Isn't school supposed to be teaching them and how to do that? How to do, a basic Heimlich? Is that a Heimlich or Heimlich?
I think it's Heimlich. Well, I think that in schools, perhaps they don't go that extra mile. I'm just thinking because I know of schools are not required to do that. I don't know if it's because some, legal reason or what, but some schools actually might teach that to starting at 12 years old. In some small towns, they actually even give the kids, babysitting. They offer the kids babysitting classes so they can start babysitting at 12 years old. And they go through the CPR, but young kids, they don't. So at about 12 years old, some schools actually do give the kids CPR, how to help an infant that's choking. And I'm not sure about older people, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy that the kid, nothing happened to the kid, and they're in the news right now, crediting SpongeBob and all that. But anyway, so that's just kind of weird. Was that weird? I don't think that was weird. It was weird that how she said, "Oh yeah, I saw it in SpongeBob." It's kind of weird how he she's 12, but the fact that she's got to learn it from watching TV, it just makes me, sad. How many 12-year-olds I think do you know that knows how to do that kind of stuff like an Heimlich maneuver? Did you learn that?
I really don't know. I didn't learn that. My husband tried to show me at one point in time, but I think that our 10-year-old actually knows how. Cause if I remember correctly, somebody was choking a few days ago, and she helped them out. So I don't know who she learned it from. Maybe she learned from watching TV with SpongeBob. LOL. I don't know.
LOL.
She actually knew it.
Yeah, you ever seen that commercial on the TV that dude? This scenario was, they're talking, they're in the restaurant, and one guy's eating, and he starts choking on the piece of meat, and there's four guys sitting on a table, and they were frightened, or they didn't know what to do. The guys start choking, and this one dude from behind him, sitting on the other table, got up, and he says, "This is how you do it," and, you put your arms like that, you put your thumb there or whatever, and you just give a push, and then all of a sudden the meat comes out, and the guy's saved. So,
wow.
And the guy says, a lot of people say, "Hey, are you a doctor?" And the guy says, "No, I just stayed in Holiday Inn." I guess, if you stayed in Holiday Inn, you're smart, or you just get smarter or something like that somehow. But that's pretty funny, though. Yeah, I don't know. Was that Holiday Inn?
I don't know.
It's one of the motel with the motel. So, yeah. So that's what happened. Let's move on, shall we? That's what we have. And I applaud. I mean, I she deserved the recognition for that, even though that's, you know, she's crediting with SpongeBob, a fictional character, you know. Anyway, if you got new games, I don't know if you guys know, if you're a video fanatic, or some of you guys probably are, but there's a new game in town that's really, you've got to find it really odd, you know, to be mixed up into, you know, it's not, I mean, after, you know, Vice Cities and all that, renting or killing cops and earn money on the video games, I thought that was, you know, pretty stupid game to me. But there's another stupider than that. Is that even a word, stupider?
Stupider.
Yeah. That's called Tiger Woods Sex Scandal, the video game. That's what happened. Let me tell you what it is. Tiger Woods Sex Scandal might have tarnished his image. Yeah, it did. But it has made a new video game based on his off-the-course life a lot more exciting, is what they said. Wood is now the start of Tiger Woods Affair Tour 2010. It's a raunchy, sexually explicit video game that is created describes a mix of Grand Theft Auto, like I said, and South Park. That's crazy. That's crazy. The character, the actual characters in there, is all, of course, it's all like interactive parody, and it also has a very graphic computer game, and also has a computer graphic version of Woods off in the golf course. Of course, you know, he plays golf, and the main thing is golf, but they also allow players to put themselves in Tiger Woods' golf shoe, per se, and do everything from sleeping with cocktail waitresses and fighting with other golfers at the nightclub to general partying and carousing. That's what this video game teaches your kids. Don't get your kids near, you know, if they want to play golf, get Wii Golf, all right? Wii Golf, I think that's better. You know, what if this thing's coming out with video games, sex scandals, there's Grand Theft Auto, South Park, and all that. You know, if you're a parent, are you smart? You got to be smarter than this. So the point of the game is actually that's what it is. You play the golf or earn some money and everything like that, and so you get to play, you know, with the cocktail waitresses and all that. So the player get points from how often they score, and actually get additional lives based on the number of orgasms they give and receive. This is pathetic. Look at that. I'm reading this. I can't believe this is reading it. Right there. And the game is the product of D-Dub Software and based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. New Mexico. And one company has actually produced over-the-top games ever since 2005. Their marketing director, Max Baptist VIII, says the company always strives to be current. So when an idea to do naughty games, enter the Woods Labs off-course activities came up. It was a natural fit. These guys are sick.
Yes.
Sick in the head.
I agree.
They said, we play off what goes in reality and whatever we think is funny. That's what he said, adding that the company came up with the idea 4 weeks ago and worked quickly to get the game ready for action. So that's whatever the thing of world. So they base their games on the world, on the worldly activity. This, you know, this is, I don't know, I mean, the Bible forbids, you know, about associating with the worldly things. If you're Christians, if you want to, and if you believe strongly in the Bible and the teaching of the Bible, I mean, this is not something you want to go. But if you think that's funny and you think it's not, you know, oh, it's just Tiger, it's just a game, come on, you can play that, or it's just a game, it's Tiger Woods, it's funny, man, it's just, this game's cool. And you are going against the God, man, against God. So what do you say about, you know, are you going to get your kids near this games?
I do not think so. I mean, I can't say if they go to Walmart, it's not going to be there. I don't know. But I just think it's really sad because, you know, when somebody sins, like, adultery, and then now somebody made a video game out of it, it's really sad and sick that the designers of that video game are doing that. And I mean, it's immoral. Imagine your husband or your wife had an affair. You guys know how that hurts. You guys shouldn't be, like, taking part in that on somebody else's. What if you're playing a video game and then you get all these points? Oh, you know what? I had Tiger do this and that. What if his wife overhears and thinks that he did it again? Are you wanting to destroy a family? If you want to destroy a family because of so you can have fun, that's not fun. So that's my opinion.
And also my opinion is like, you know, what do you think of Tiger Woods to think about this? He doesn't say anything. I mean, it's just, he's probably going to get paid for that because, you know, they're using their name. They're using his name. I mean, he can't just use his name. That's you know, his trademark name. Tiger Woods.
Is it a trademark name?
Michael Jordan. Of course he has. He's a celebrity. You know? Mm-hmm. So the second part of that is he allowing them to do it.
Yeah, but a trademark name, I mean, this guy that designed the game, his last name is Baptist. Is the Baptist Church trademark name? I mean, if somebody just hears the Baptist did that, they're going to think the church did that. So I don't think they just have a right to do that.
But
I don't know if
thing,
it's a trademark name.
Well, the thing is, they can't just use his name. And you know, if you're a game developer and you said, oh, well, I'm going to make a game, let's say Michael Jordan. That's a trademark. You can't do that. Or Oprah. Or, you know, Rosie O'Donnell game. You know, anything like that. But the thing is, you know, it looks like there's no rebuttal from Tiger Woods himself.
Well, I think that he should, if he's really repentant, that he should not partake in that. That's my opinion, is that he should refuse to give. If it's a trademark name, he should not allow them to use his name on behalf, not just of himself, on behalf of his wife, and if he has kids, on their behalf, on behalf of his fans. Otherwise, he's endorsing that adultery is a good thing. I don't know if he claims to be Christian. Do you know Fernando?
I don't think so.
I think he's Buddhist.
Something like that. Something like that, you know. It's unfortunately does not follow the right teaching of the Bible,
mm-hmm.
let alone knowing, you know, Jesus Christ as his Savior or anything like that. But that was a different topic. I want to move on because we have a couple of minutes here before we go on break, and then we'll go on break and we'll play some song for you, and we'll be back and we'll talk about more of some of this stuff, okay? And later on, again, upcoming is a product preview, and also who is Ellie Soriano?
Okay.
Don't you know that? I want to see the news here that I just came across with the news. A woman actually tried to use 911 as a taxi service. Isn't that funny?
How does that work?
I don't know. The police says in the Connecticut City that warning actually the nightclub patrons, you know, the customers who go to nightclubs, that don't call 911 for a ride home. So New Haven police says that's what actually 20-year-old Quandria Bailey did, calling the emergency line 6 times to request a ride from a nightclub back to her house. So Bailey was actually charged with the 6 count of misuse of the 911 system, and actually released on $1,000 bond and scheduled to appear in court May 5th. So I mean, this is no laughing matter. It is, you know. A lot of people, I mean, I was watching the one of the True TV a couple months ago. There was actually a show there that actually that's the, what do you call that, some show in the True TV. But anyway, there was a lady there that called 911 because she thought those cops that came to her house were cute.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she tried to get a number from a 911 dispatcher, so she got caught on that one. But, you know, that's a 15 seconds fame on a True TV, you know, everyone had a laugh, ha ha ha, but, you know, like, she had to pay for that because of the thing. So that's what happened to this Connecticut woman that happened to them. What do you think the cops and the policemen, the police people, what do you think they should do to, like, eliminate this kind of incident?
Well, perhaps like, for like the 911? I'm trying to think. I mean, like if they're just calling for the... For what?
Right now, it's just, you know, they have a bond. She's on bond release of $1,000, and also she's appeared to court. You know, do you think she needs to spend at least like 2 months, 3 months in jail, or you know, maybe she needs to fine her $2,500? What do you think, price or time?
I don't really think she has to like do that much. You know, I mean, what she did that six times, was that on the same day? Maybe she was drunk. Give her the benefit of the doubt. Tell her not to do it, and that, you know, if she keeps doing it, it's kind of like crying wolf.
Crying wolf does not apply yet. I think what they should do, you know, just to make it, you know, she has to be, you know, she's setting an example right now. This is an example to a lot of people. Oh, just call 911. You know, oh, just got a, you know, oh, just get a, you know, $1,000 or anything, but, you know, calling a cab is a lot cheaper than that, but... But I'm saying it's just, you know, she needs to, like, do a community service. You know, let the people know that, you know, that doing that is actually, it's no laughing matter. Even though if you're, you know, being drunk and being at the bar, or it's not an excuse to call the 911. 911 is there, the emergency, for a reason.
Right.
You know. So, we'll, I'll give you a last thought.
It's not really, like, on behalf of 911, but I do agree with you, on that, like, community service, she should have to do that. But, like, maybe the people that make the alcohol, they can offer some kind of benefit to designated drivers, or maybe the bars can, you know, kind of, like, promote to those people that it's good to be designated driver so that they can go with their friend, and then they can minister to them and be, like, a positive influence, you know, and that they don't have to pay for a taxi to get home. You know, they don't have to feel like they need to call the cops for a ride home. So that's my opinion, because it is illegal to walk in some places when you're drunk.
All right. We're going to be taking a break right now. Coffee break. Grab some coffee and some donuts if you want to. Come back here in about a couple minutes after the song. I'm going to be playing some song here. Once again, this is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. We'll be right back. Right, we're going to be playing, like I said, Holy Man from the Soapbox Project. This is what I think I'd be. Soapbox Project, actually, Derek Ramirez was in, he was here. He was at the Fernando Poniente Show last year, I believe. But I really like this song, you know. So I'm going to play this song right now. And after this, we'll be right back. So enjoy the song.
Oh, Hey, y'all, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show, y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Hi, this is Kim from KickDad.com, and you're listening to the Fernando.
This is Ken Pettigrew, host of the Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, The Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com, where your voice is a weapon.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring them out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veteran.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
All right. Yay. That was me. Welcome to my show. Audience right now, a little tiny audience, but they're cool, they're keeping quiet, you know, they're not like, you know, they're not loud or anything like that, so when I tell them to clap, you know, they clap, hey, clap, there you go, so. Oh, there you go, see, I told you. Got it. All right, we can continue on in the show. Welcome back to the show. If you want to still participate, 347-884-8125 is the number you got to call. We're going to do the we'll do the person's spotlight, and then we'll do the product preview after that. It's the person we're going to be the week person of the week that I have to say would be Ellie Soriano. Who is Ellie Soriano? You're probably doing some Googling and trying to find out who is this guy. Who's really this guy? You know, if you are relying on Wikipedia or Googling something on name, whether it be a name or product or anything like that, you're not smart. That's what I say. You know, if you're going to do a research, you know, you have to get multiple sources. You got to get it from multiple sources and do your own research on things. You know, that's what things I've done in the past. Would you agree?
Well, when you say Googling somebody's name, you're saying that's not start. Well, where do you start if you don't know who Ellie Soriano is? I mean, where do you start? Going to the library?
Yeah, maybe. No, you can Google the name, but I'm just saying that, you know, like Wikipedia, it's going to be in there, other people's writings. Other people's posts, as opposed to that person's work or that particular product,
mm-hmm.
You know, or that's why this the Yelp.com, you know, it's really popular because there's a lot of people that post their experience in theirs on a certain like restaurants or anything like that. What I'm saying is because I've had that experience where a couple of years ago when you Google my name. You know, you will not find something good, you know, rather than some like death or massacre or anything like that. But I'm saying, that's besides the point. That's what I'm trying to get a point. But you've probably been doing that. But the best thing to do that is go to, ellesoriano.com, you know, /life. And it's going to tell about his life in there a little bit. And also, listen to me. You know, that's a good source. Because if you listen to me, I mean, I'm a walking Wikipedia. Just kidding. Wikipedia is actually, you know, anyone can just edit the content in Wikipedia, so it's not a reliable source, I should say. What do you think?
Well, so you're saying back to you that there's some bad stuff on about you on the internet? I mean, what's going on with that?
Oh, it's just the some stuff like, you know, there was another Fernando Poniente that apparently was in the Philippines a couple of years ago. He was involved on the like massacre or something like back in the Philippines. You know, I think I'm related to the guy, but I'm just saying is, you know, it's a bad reputation. It's like your employer's going to start Googling your name, and if they go base, if they're not smart enough to think, and it's like, wait a minute, this is not the same person. Oh, wait a minute, this person that posted this has totally an opposite, you know, beliefs of this person, or this person has enemies, mm-hmm. you know. Well, Wikipedia, it's not, like I said, it's not a reliable source, but what I'm saying is, if you type in Ellie Soriano, it's because of, you're going to come up with, you know, this is a, this preacher, a minister, is actually, you know, he's not just your normal preacher. You know, he searches things from the Bible and he speaks the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And by speaking the truth, you create a lot of enemy. Would you agree?
Right. So what you're saying is, like, when you Google somebody's name, because if you don't know the person, you should do your research. Maybe they have an official page of what they're about, and then you look that up. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is pull it from multiple sources and do your own research.
Right.
Basically, you know, speak. You know, if you're a man of God, you know, speak from the, pray about it, and follow that person. Shall we? Okay. We're going to read in a biography of Ellie Soriano. Actually, if you go into the elliesoriano.com, he's saying that Eliseo Fernando Soriano was actually born in April 4th, 1947, in the Philippines. Born to Triunfo Soriano and Catalina Fernando. So that's how he got the name Fernando.
Okay.
You know, the middle name's, the last name of my mother is Fernando. Oh, that's the things I do in the Philippines, actually, because my middle name's Colada. And that's my mother's maiden name.
Okay.
So that's how we got the middle names. You know, it's not unlike, you know, the here in the, you know, in the West or in America, the Americans, you know, they have the middle names.
Yeah.
Like names given by their parents. You know what I mean? Whether it be like, you know, like give me your son's name.
Vittoriano, Paul, but it's not a like. Nowadays, do they still do that? Like, or are they getting common names? I mean, like, our son is named after both grandpas.
Okay, well, they're getting, in the Philippines, actually, yeah, they are, actually, this is popular, they get middle names now.
Yeah.
They get middle names. It's, so, besides the point, you know, trying to get sidetracked over here for the sake of time, you know, I'm doing it. And actually, during his childhood, actually, Ellie Soriano, or Ellie, was very shy and was, reluctant to be in front of the crowd. So he's not, a crowd speaker or anything like that. And for this reason, actually, entered elementary school, and a year later, and actually, he's always escaped his teachers during class at school. A typical, what do you call that, young, you know, trying to avoid school.
Yeah.
You know, because I've done that. Of course, you probably have, and most of our listeners have done that. You know, where was I? So I lost it. There you go. So, and he's shyness notwithstanding, young Ellie. Now, if you guys, you know, reading this, it's pronounced Ellie. It's E-L-I. You know, a lot of people probably pronounce that Eli.
Uh-huh.
You know, but it's not Eli. It's Ellie. It's short for Eliseo. Juliana, why am I so intrigued with this person? Because of, you know, I believe that, you know, he's God gifted. You know, he can read a Bible that no one can really explain. No ministers or any pastors that I've encountered that can be able to explain, you know, a certain topic to a human being.
Right.
You know, to the seeking the truth or the grace of God or anything like that. Let's move on. In high school, he was actually elected president of the student council, and he was often assigned as an assistant to the school principal for a student.
Wow,
that's a huge thing. And whenever some teachers were absent, so he also took the role of substitute teacher to his classmates or even those of a higher year level. So right there, it kind of tells you about about the
leadership.
His leadership and what is, you know, he's capable of doing, and it's capable of, he's very smart, you know, type of person. So God gave him the ability to learn and absorb and do such things. So we're going to fast forward this. He's actually, what he's doing right now is what they call, he has a church called Church of God, Members Church of God International. You know, it's based in the Philippines, and it's actually right now it's all over the world. It's trying to preach the right gospel around the world, meaning that the right teaching of the original Church of God, which is the disciples.
Right.
You know, if you read, can you give me a little bit of brief description of what happened on the Acts chapter 7?
Okay.
On Acts chapter 7, I mean, there were Christians. There were Christians back then.
Yes.
You know, they were doing some miraculous things,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the Christians, but it's not enough. You know,
right.
not enough until something happened to them. If you continue on to the Acts chapter 8, so what happened to the verse on that? Read that.
Beginning with verse 1, and Saul was consenting unto his death, referring to Stephen's death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him.
All right, well, I don't want you to read a whole thing, but I'm just trying to make a point here that the Christians back then is actually, you know, I mean, they're pretty comfortable what they're doing in Israel. So the God had something, you know, actually allowed, God allowed Stephen to be, was he stoned to death?
Yes.
Okay, he was stoned to death. Those were great first persecutions on the early age of Christians, you know. And as I following Mr. Eli Soriano's work, that actually is in the Philippines, and all of a sudden he actually being labeled as a international fugitive. Why? Because there is a lot of people trying to take him down. There's a lot of trying to take him down, and actually that's what propelled him to get out of the country. And he started preaching the right, you know, the gospel of the original Church of God, mm-hmm. and that's what my observations, things actually he's being chased or whatever they're trying to charge him to is actually and happens. God let it happen because God wants that, you know, the right church, the right teaching to be preached
mm-hmm.
to other countries and to a
right.
different race. So that's what happened. If you go into Wikipedia, they're going to right away it's, you know, Eliseo Fernando Soriano labeled him as a international fugitive. You know, and then you click on that and it's going to tell you what that pertained to, which is false. Because if you really look into it, if you're a detective, if you have a right mind to do it and says, wait a minute, who is this person that is, you know, charging him, that's saying this bad things about him and trying to take him down? Actually, it was the Iglesia or Church of Christ member, which is the arch enemy of the Church of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does it make sense?
Are you talking about like the name of the church, right? Like that. So those people are the Church of Christ claiming to be Christians, but they're trying to take down Brother Eli, Mr. Eli Soriano.
He's also trying to, you know, he's teaching. Because it's because Mr. Eli Soriano has proved them wrong on the way they teach the Bible, and they, whatever they're trying to teach their followers, you know, which is wrong. It's a wrong gospel, you know, and God forbid that. And I guess they don't like that, so that's what happened. You know, I mean, like I said, I mean, this observation that I've done is for, I would say, 4 years now. Because I was introduced to his teaching back in 2004 or 2005, somewhere around there. But anyway, that's just introduction of Brother our brother, Eli Soriano, because right now I'm actually in the middle of being indoctrinated of his teaching. And to tell you the truth I've never been enlightened when it comes to Bible teaching on how Brother Eli teaches and how he, gives you the message on a lot of things. And he explained that to you straight from the Bible. He doesn't take anything out of the context or anything like that in the Bible. What you find out, You can go to elvissoriano.com, and finally, you can follow him on Twitter also, and I believe is twitter.com/brobrother, as in brother, B-R-O, Elvis Soriano. And you can do that. By the way, you can also go on Facebook and befriend or be a fan of his page right on Facebook, and also and do your observations. You know, just you know, don't take my word for it. Don't take Wikipedia for crying out loud. Don't take any other post or anything like that from other people that opposes you know his words or anything like that, because it's you know that's bias. It's not. Take that from me. Because anyway, we're running out of time over here. We have about 3 minutes on the product preview. I'm going to let Miss Dawn Poniente do the product preview, and we're going to say bye for tonight. And here we go. What is the product for today, Mr. Miss or Miss Dawn?
Hi, the product today is Pet Health, P-E-T-H-E-A-L-T-H. Pet Health Cardiovascular Formula for Dogs promotes cardiovascular health, helps maintain normal blood flow and pressure, helps maintain heart muscle strength. You know what? Because your dog may be the one that can talk or may not be the one to talk. Also, we have our health, our pets are part of our family. Making sure they are well cared for is important to ensuring they live long, healthy lives. Pet Health is a complete line of products to keep your pets healthy and happy. From multivitamins, antioxidants, and joint support to products that keep their ears clean, their paws moisturized, and their skin and coat fresh and clean. Protect and pamper your pet with Pet Health Advanced Solutions for Optimal Health. We have the hypoallergenic shampoo, and we also have medicated shampoo. The hypoallergenic shampoo cleans and nourishes the skin and coat, moisturizes and conditions for normal, dry, and sensitive skin. The Pet Health medicated shampoo helps relieve itching and irritated areas of the skin, cleanses and moisturizes without depleting the skin's lipid barrier, promotes a healthy, shiny coat, and demonstrates antibacterial, antifungal, and soothing properties. And then we also have the multivitamin formula for dogs and cats. We have the Pet Health OPC formula with glucosamine for dogs and cats. And that combats free radicals, helps maintain healthy circulation, helps maintain joint flexibility. We also have the Snap Pet Magic. So if your pet has an accident on, like, the carpet, what it does is it uses enzymes to accelerate the breakdown of stains and odors. It's safe for use directly on animals as a deodorizer, helps eliminate carpet stains created by pet urine and fecal matter, and it's perfect for litter boxes, crates, and pet beds. We also have the Pet Health Ear Wash. Cleans, dries, and soothes the ear canal. Contains aloe for its skin-soothing properties. And it's also helpful in softening and removing earwax. We also have the Pet Health Pad and Paw Balm. I mean, the Pet Health Pad and Paw Balm moisturizes the pad and paw, helps soothe the pad and paw, and helps maintain skin elasticity. Now, what we want to do is you can go to shopinsuperhighway.com. That's shopinsuperhighway.com. And if you go ahead and place your order, if you desire, first of all, thank you for all of our customers that listen to our broadcast. And when you place an order, refer to this Fernando Poniente show, place the order, and click on the link, contact us, and tell us that you heard this this program, our ad on Fernando Poniente's show, to get 10% off of your order. Once again, thanks to all of our listeners, our preferred customers, and look for the 2 to 35% cash back that you can earn for your everyday uses. Thank you.
All right, listeners, that's come time again. It's time to say goodbye. I know. I know. It's sad, but I have to go. Hey, catch me next time again. What is today?
Sunday.
Sunday. You know what? You know, well, yeah, catch me tomorrow. Tomorrow night here at blogtalkradio.com. Catch me. Follow me on Twitter. You can just go to twitter.com, Great Inferno. You know, tomorrow at 9 p.m. should be able to do the show tomorrow. Got 10 seconds here, so hey, hasta la vista, my friends. May God be with you all.
Amen.
And I'm out. Once again, this is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show.